Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The Survivor Specialists are back, and this absolutely insane season of Survivor is coming to an end on Wednesday. The finale will air, and today we are doing our finale predictions and power rankings, and we are joined by Austin Lee Kuhn from Survivor 45. He sat there in front of a jury last season, so who better to have join us today to break down what is going to happen in the finale. I mean, this season, I didn't get to do the recap for last week. What is going on? I cannot. When I watched that this morning, I said, how is this happening again? Austin, you just played. What are you thinking as you're watching this go down?
Right now? My. I mean, I feel for these people. Like I've been saying, playing an idol, there's so much pressure now to play it correctly that people – I mean, there's a couple layers. Like, one, now people are, like, scared to, like, play incorrectly. You look like a fool in front of the jury. It's just, like, it's embarrassing. You're on TV. You're just like, oh, I'm going to protect. And then, I don't know. It's embarrassing. So there's that whole element. But then there's the other side where I feel like every single player here, they're not just trying to make it one more round. They're like, I need to win. And if I play it now, they're going to vote me out next. And it's like, they're all trying to win. And you got to respect that. So, like, it sucks. And it's, like, I feel so terribly for each of the five people who misplayed – didn't play their idols, but I don't know, maybe a hot take, but it was like a horrible thing for them. And like, I could totally see it, you know, everyone goes into the game being like, I'm not going to tell anyone about my idol. I'm going to play it whenever I think I'm in any danger at all. But once you're out there, calculus all changes. So I feel bad for them, but yeah, crazy.
Here's your former castmate.
Oh, Bruce! You know how it is. I played it incorrectly, and that was embarrassing. So I'm on the other end of it, where it's like, you know what? Maybe I should just not have played it, you know?
But at least you didn't go home. At least you didn't go home with it in your pocket. You made it to final three at least. So many of these players are thinking way too far ahead and not just getting to the next round. So, I mean, and yeah, you were still able to get three votes despite that. So
I appreciate it.
And I feel like the way that this finale is setting up right now, because of how people have been blindsided left and right, I feel like we are in for a close final vote. I know up until your season, Austin, there had been that feeling of, can we ever break the 7-1-0 curse? It just felt like that's all we were getting. And then in your season, we're sitting there watching that final tribal going, are we about to get Ghost Island 2? Is this going to happen? Are we getting a tie? What's going on? And I feel like we're heading that way again, because I feel like a lot of people have lied to a lot of people, and there's been such savvy gameplay across the board this season. My mind's been going back and forth on who I'm actually going to pick to win this when we get through the power rankings. But what are you thinking? Do you think this is going to impact how the jury votes at the end?
I think it's like, I have no idea how the jury is going to be voting for this season. And like I look at each individual person, the jury, and I don't know who they would vote for in most scenarios. So I could totally see it being really close, a potential tie maybe. And like you said, when we talk through power rankings, I have a potential scenario where that could happen, but it's just like, it's so unpredictable. I feel like with my season, it was a little more predictable being like, okay, I might be able to get this person's vote. I don't think I'm going to get this person's vote. This one, I have no idea. So I feel like it could be a 7-1, it could be an 8-0, but it could also be a 4-4, which is like really crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I've been seeing on the internet since I was quickly going through everything today, a lot of people were saying maybe Ben is being set up to be that tie-breaking vote, and that's why his edit has been so bizarre. And now I've almost taken that as fact. I almost feel like that's the only scenario now.
I've seen that too. Yeah, I totally agree. And I guess you spoiled what I was going to say when we get to the power rankings, but I could totally see that scenario happening.
I mean, Phil has been on this for, I think, most of the post-merge that Ben has just gotten like a really, really unique and weird edit. But man, that's such a specific scenario. We've only had one tie before for us to be like, that's got to be the only explanation. I mean, hey, I would be excited to get another tie, especially on a season like this that's been so unpredictable.
Yeah.
But man, yeah. Bill, have you cracked it yet? Ben's at it. Is that really the answer? What do you think? We didn't get to hear your thoughts on last week's episode. So.
So with Ben, what I thought was really fascinating in this last episode was how much they highlighted his relationship with Kenzie. Wow, did they hammer that home a second time to remind us that this happened? Because what his first panic attack now might have been 4 or 5 episodes ago. And pretty much in between Ben's panic attacks, we've had nothing but chaos from a gameplay standpoint. So it's hard. Sometimes you can forget that that even happened. If you're just watching it casually, you're not doing recaps, you're not jumping in doing predictions and power rankings, you just want to watch the episode, you might forget that. And they made sure to show us that again of Kenzie getting up and holding his hand, despite the fact that he accidentally voted for her. And I could see that being the highlight of he accidentally voted for her and then he purposefully votes for her.
Yeah, exactly.
I like Austin reads the edit. I like that. Austin, what do you think about that?
No, yeah. I mean, like, I think after playing, I'm way more attuned to like, what's the story that every person's getting? Like, what's everyone's story arc? And like you're saying with Ben, it's like, is this his story arc? You know, like he has all these like conversations with Kenzie. Kenzie's helping him out. And like, they have this like strangely close bond, even though he's working with other SIGA members. Like in the end, is he going to vote for Kenzie? And like, yeah, I could totally see that happening too, especially like, but it's like too perfect where it's like almost like it's not scripted, but it's so perfect. If that happens, it's like, wow, it's like an actual like scripted novel, which listen, it's not, but
yeah. Exactly. Austin's about to get the comments now of, wait, did Austin just say Survivor scripted? No, he did not, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
The former player comes out and spills the beans on what we've all been suspicious of. Yeah. 46 I'm sitting here seasons.
With Austin and a guy who's worked on the show, right? Like, and that's what happens here. But no, I think what's funny is when you see what Ben is going through out there, though, you do start to see the different journeys that every player is going through. And I feel like this entire time, Kenzie, Charlie, Maria, their eyes have been on the prize. And I'm not saying Ben and Liz's eyes haven't been on the prize. I think they're just playing so differently from what a normal Survivor game is. Ben might play Survivor 100 times and might play this exact way every time. And there are seasons he could win based on who's sitting on the jury. But like you were saying earlier, Austin, what is the jury looking at right now? And I worry that the jury just is not going. If he comes out, I mean, he said it at this last tribal, I accidentally voted for Kenzie. I think most of the jury over there is going, that's not good. We can't give you $1 million.
I don't know. I feel like if you're Ben, why don't you just say, oh, I voted for Kenzie in case like a shot in the dark or an idol happened. Like it was pretty easy to come up with an excuse for that, I think. But yeah, and like you're saying with like if Ben played 100 times, would he play the same way? I think like both him and Liz, they're like the ones who are getting hit the hardest with like the deprivation and like the, you know, obviously Liz is allergic to everything. Ben's having like waking up with panic attacks and everything. It's just like I feel when you're stuck in like you're being attacked with these different sort of like weaknesses and things that are like affecting your game, it's like it limits what you can actually do in the game because you're spending half your effort just trying to like survive and live. Where other people, you know, are maybe spending 20% of their effort to survive and 80% on the game. They just have less time and mental capacity to like focus on like making these moves or whatever they need to do. And I don't know. It's also could also just be what's being highlighted in the edit and stuff as well. But it is a harder game for them right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Liz celebrated that bowel movement. I've never seen somebody celebrate so much over taking a poop.
I cannot believe she lasted that long. I mean, like I probably had, you know, maybe 4 BMs out there. And that I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing enough. But one on like, what is it? Day like 19 when it happened or something.
I think it was 22. Like
22 or 23. Yeah. Like, I mean, we're like 2 or 3 days away from the end of the game. And they kind of foreshadowed this with Tiki Man, with Tim earlier in the season, praying to Tiki Man to get something.
Oh yeah. It's scary. I mean, like you go from going every single day to all of a sudden once a week and it's like, like something has to be wrong, right? So I can't imagine 3+ weeks. Like, and that's a different game she's playing right now. Like, she has like that whole thing she has to worry about that no one else is worrying about it, you know?
And anytime I can bring this up from Ghost Island to just go for more parallels, Bradley Clyde, he also didn't poop for his entire time out there. And he said that on our on our tell-all with him of like, it took him until like long after he was out of the game to finally go. So there's even more parallels going
on. He was on his pre-merge trip in Australia or something, maybe just weeks later. No, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. But... oh,
that's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
So let's talk quickly about Q. I know this isn't a recap, but let's talk about the fact that they finally got Q out of the game. He had an idol. As soon as he got it, I was sitting here watching it this morning, and I said, well, he's going to lose. He's out, because that's just what the expectation has become. But Q finds the idol. Maria is feeling really good about the fact that Q doesn't have to play the idol. I think she would have told him had she thought he was in any type of danger. Yeah. So now Maria is left out of this vote. Charlie and Charlie's Angels with Kenzie and Liz, the real Charlie's Angels, seems to have emerged. What do we think is going to happen now that Q is out of the game? Because so much of this season has revolved around, we're going to use Q as the decoy and then we'll do something else. And it looked like it was going to happen again, but ultimately Q goes out finally. I don't know if they're going to replay an idol. I don't think it, you know, we can discuss that a little bit later. But what do you think now happens? Where does the attention turn? Are all eyes on Maria now? Or do they not worry as much about her because this is another move that is not going to go in her favor? She doesn't get any credit for it. And her number two, who was starting to emerge as her number one, is gone.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting question. I think off the bat, coming back from Tribal Council, everyone's still going to have Maria on their mind as the first one that they have to attack. But like, anything can happen in a day. And like, now that Maria's sort of like drawn her line in the sand, being like, I'm against Charlie, she doesn't have to hide it as much. And she can just be all out being like, Charlie's done this. Charlie has connections with this person on the jury, this person on the jury. He knows this person. He did this. And like, really go all out there to try shifting the target onto Charlie. And I think a time where that kind of happened on my season was between the final seven and final six vote, where final seven, we all voted for Julie. You know, that's the one where I end up telling D about like, oh, we're voting for Julie, whatever. Emily goes home. The next round, we're like, okay, well, we were voting for Julie. She played an idol correctly, voted who she wanted out. She's a bigger threat now. It's obvious. Why don't we just all vote her again? And it was so obvious to me and Drew that we didn't realize that behind the scenes, they were talking to everyone and being like, actually, Drew's a huge threat. He's doing this. He's such a good talker. And they shifted it back, even though like Julie became an even bigger threat technically, to have a bigger resume. Like, things can change so fast. And now that Maria is kind of like freed off the chains of Charlie, I can see her making a really strong push to get him on the other side of the voting block.
Do you think that Kenzie, Liz, Ben, do you think at this point they'd rather go to the final three with Charlie or go to the final three with Maria?
I have no idea. I mean, that's a tough question. I think like, cause like from the edit, like we can think one way or the other way, but like when you're on the island too, it's like the perceptions, it's so hard to really know what everyone did, especially when they start on different tribes with you, they were on a different alliance, you work separately. It's like, who actually gets credit for all these things? And I think if they realize the extent of the influence that Charlie has had in the game, then no, why would you want to go with him? But I don't think they understand really everything he's done. It's unclear if the jury understands it either. So like, who knows? I mean, maybe they will end up going with him because they'll assume that he was sort of like following Maria or something.
Yeah.
But it's hard, you know?
I think that there's something about last week and Maria being so wrong and so confident that she knew where the votes were going and that she was going to blindside Charlie and that everyone except for Q was against her and that she voted incorrectly. I think that helps her so much here. And kind of like you said, you know, things are always changing. I think maybe they get home, you know, that night and are like, all right, now Maria, next time she doesn't have immunity, we got to take her out. She's the top dog. But then a day goes by, you know, Charlie doesn't win immunity. And it's like, wait a second. Like, is Maria really the top dog here? Because she was just left out of the vote. And if Charlie does not have any safety, I feel like they have to look at him seriously and say, yeah, he's voted with us, but he's now a much bigger threat, especially socially from what we've seen in the past two episodes, at least as an audience.
Yeah.
It seems to me that Charlie is so well liked by like everybody. And that Maria has her stock's kind of gone down with you know, the whole pizza thing and you know, her siding with Q so heavily when people really are against Q. So I think Charlie eventually becomes kind of like target number one here. But I don't know. I kind of got to save this for the power rankings, Phil.
Yeah, we might have similar power rankings then.
It's starting to seem that way. And even after we get done with the power rankings, there's one or two final threes that I don't know if either of us are going to bring up that I feel like we'll have to talk about anyway, just because there are interesting scenarios out there. You know, just I'm not saying that we're going to do it one way or the other, but like if you get a Charlie Maria Kenzie final three, it's like, whoa, my head is spinning.
How does that happen?
But that's a Survivor China type final three. And how do you pull that off? So I'm excited to start talking about this.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I want to say now, before we get too deep into this, if you're playing our Power Rankings game, it works differently this week. So you want to score 0 points this week. You are trying to submit your 5 players in the order of finish. So, for instance, last season, if you put Austin as first place, he finished second place, you would lose 1 point because you're one spot off on that. So this year, let's say the final does go Charlie, Kenzie, Maria, Liz, and Ben. If that's your order, you get 0 points, you stay at your number, that's what you want. If you're off anywhere, you lose the difference. So you can't gain points, but I have seen people lose because of this episode. And it's always great when you get a shocker, such as season 43, when Gabler won, the person who was in first place dropped, I think, all the way down to fourth, and the person in fourth dropped to one. So take your risks, take your chances where you think you need to. I do have the scores. Alex Trias is winning with 118. Logan D'Souza has 111. And do we even have anybody else? Stephen Bays has 104. So those are our
anyone
top
here, three. Anyone in the mix that's on this podcast currently near the top or no?
I will say that our Survivor guests are at 101. They are beating both Will and I. So our Survivor guests have compiled it together and done better than us. I have 97. No, I'm sorry. I have 100. Actually, no, I'm doing good. I have 103. What am I talking about? Oh, no. Yeah. I have 97. I lied to you guys. I have 97 points. So I'm losing. It's 101, 97. And then, Will, you have 89 because I don't.
Well, I think I've missed a couple. You haven't added.
Yeah, that's what hurt you.
But I would have had, I remember one I missed, I would have had Tiff number one anyway, and she didn't play her idol. So I was, after that point, I was like, I can no longer win this game. So that actually frees me up to do a whole fan fiction narrative instead of like playing defensively and putting people like kind of like, you know, playing safe. So
yeah.
I just realized that there's a comment section. I'm reading through it. This is so fun.
And there the comments are flying.
And they'll just keep going as you start here. This Jayburn Aquatic has been all over Ben winning all season. He thinks that it's a Gabler type scenario.
But this
he
is also that. His comment.
What is that? So that is true. That is true. Although at this point, what is Edric?
That might be tongue in cheek. That might be a joke.
I think so. But so this is going to be, I think, probably out of all of the seasons we've done, I think this is going to be the most interesting. Because I think last season when we were looking at it, it felt like it was between you and D, Austin. I feel like that's where most people's heads were at. I think the writing was a little on the wall for Jake.
Yeah.
His back was against the wall. Keturah, I just don't think many people felt she had it. And Julie, it was from more of the edit perspective where it just seemed it was a little bit lower. Season 44, it felt like Jam Jam was running away with that. 43 was obviously chaos, but it did feel like it was Jesse's game to lose. It was just once Jesse lost that everybody said, wait, what the hell is going to happen now? And we got, you know, one of the most shocking final threes, I think, ever. But
I love the 43 finale. That was fun.
So much fun. I did not believe it was like you didn't know what was going to happen. And that's what I always say about finales. A great Survivor finale. You want to go into final three being like, this is a toss up. Who is going to take this?
Exactly. It's so much more entertaining.
so much better. And it's such a rare thing. I said this on the it's more rare than we think.
Yeah.
Like it happens probably once every like what, five or six, maybe once every seven seasons, like to have two people that you really believe have a shot to win. So yeah, and all, I mean, you could have seen Cassidy, Owen, or Gabler take it. So literally, I mean, I don't know,
different moments of Tribal. I was like, wait, is Owen taking this now? Is
Cassidy
taking this now? But everyone's laughing at Gabler. Like,
everyone kind of seems to like Gabler. So yeah, I don't know if we're in for three where we could get three, but I do see a lot of scenarios where we get two viable winners here. And hey, if we get two viable winners, that would be, you know, a gift on its own.
Yeah, I think most scenarios that'll happen, but
I totally agree. I think we're for another close one because you know the Gabler one was 7-1-0, but by no means was that a blowout for the viewers. And then last season, D had that one moment at Final Tribal where she said the no, actually I did know about that, and everybody went, oh well, D won. And then we all watched Kendra write down your name, and we say, wait a second, okay, is Austin actually going to pull this out? So that was a really interesting back and forth. I think the dream scenario here, let Charlie and Maria duke it out. But how do we get to a situation where Charlie and Maria are duking it out?
That would be a pretty fun tribal. Yeah, that would be fun.
It's just hard to get there at this point. I'm struggling to see where
we'll run the scenarios. We'll see what we can get.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Austin, why don't you start us off? And why don't you tell us who you have as your number five? Who's the first person going home?
All right. So we talked about this a lot, so I'm not going to go too into it, but I pretty much think it's between Charlie and Maria. I think one of them is going home final five, and I'm pretty confident just because all eyes are on Maria. She wins immunity, I think Charlie goes home. Charlie wins immunity, I think Maria goes home. But for some reason, and I, you know, Will and I were talking about this, like I have a feeling that like Maria's going to pull through and like shift the votes onto Charlie somehow. I mean, Charlie's been playing a really great game, and I think that's sort of like a scenario. Like, we'll get to like my number one, two, and three later, but I feel like Charlie at number five makes the most sense for the rest of my rankings to work out, I think. So yeah, I think Charlie is gonna go out first. He'll be like the fallen angel of the season.
Now, do you think Maria will have to win immunity for Charlie to go home, or do you think this is just gonna be a matter of Charlie doesn't win immunity? And the women band together, because I do think Ben might side with Charlie there, but do you think the women band together to get Charlie out of the game?
I think, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I think that now that Maria is unchanged from Charlie, that she's, you know, put her line in the sand, she can go all out and being like, we need to get Charlie out because of X, Y, Z and everything else. Whereas like this past round, it was like she had to be very careful, be like, Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. Now she is like, okay, Charlie knows that she's after him. She has nothing to hide anymore. And I think that that's going to be really powerful. And I think Maria, a really, really smart player, will be able to make a lot go with that.
Will, what do you think?
Yeah, I tend to lean the same way. I have Charlie at number five. I think Maria can make a very, very strong case that Charlie is the right target. And hey, for my fan fiction, I'm going to have Kenzie winning immunity here because I think it's more interesting of an episode if Maria and Charlie are both vulnerable. I think, like Austin said, if either one wins immunity, the other one will likely be voted out. But let's have fun. Kenzie wins immunity. They're both up in the air. And now it's everyone on that island deciding between Charlie or Maria. And I think Maria will be able to convince Kenzie and Liz. She almost did it last week. I mean, she made a great argument. Maria was like, if Charlie gets to the end, he wins. And she was making the same pitch at Final Six. And it kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you guys watch sports, Bill, I know you do. And you see an ad for something. And then, you know, you're watching, it keeps coming up the whole game. And it keeps coming up. And then you watch a game the next week, you know, NFL Sunday, and you see the same ads over and over. Eventually they start to work, and that is by design. That they design these ads so you see them over and over. And I think that because Maria has laid such a good groundwork on why Charlie should go, that this will be easier for her, especially because she was left out of this vote and just made a blunder where she was not in the vote at Final Six, a major vote to get jury votes. So I think if Charlie doesn't win, he is a goner. So Charlie at five, and like Kenzie and Liz, it's like, yes, you can be against Maria, but they have to also realize, wait, she's right. Like, it's not like what Maria was saying last week was even incorrect in any way. It was just that Kenzie wanted to get back at Maria for eliminating Tiff and, you know, take out her number one, just like she did to her. So I think they can be like, yeah, Maria's right. I love Charlie, but he's got to go. So Charlie at five.
Yeah, So I was looking at my boot order, Will, that I did before the season began when we just looked at their faces and that was it. I actually had Kenzie at five and Ben at four. Of course, my top three were Tiffany, Tevin, and Hunter, so I wasn't even close. But I did have Kenzie at five and Ben at four, so part of me wants to put Kenzie here and say, well, look, I'm going to get the one thing right from the beginning of the season. However, I don't see any scenario where it's that. I feel like you're both right. I feel like it has to be Maria or it has to be Charlie. I feel like it has to be one or the other. Mm-hmm. My gut was leaning towards Maria pretty hard. And then when I watched the episode and she was getting the confessionals of, am I going to let this, you know, wear me down or let me drive forward, whatever her exact wording was, I'm not really sure, but it was something along those lines. And then you saw the drive and did it end up working out in her favor? No, it didn't. But she was talking about wanting to make these moves and wanting to do this. And I actually do think that her losing Q could be the best thing for her, because it seemed like Q latching on to her was what was dragging Maria down. The rest of the tribe was sitting there saying, I want to weaken Maria, but especially the fact that Q's her number one, who none of us want to play with. She's just trying to get him to the final three so that she can get more votes than him. I think this is actually better for her. And yet I'm still going to put her at fifth place. Mm-hmm. She's won three immunities. She's been playing I'm really in awe of the physical game she's played. Like, yeah, she dominated that last immunity challenge. She was winning the entire time. And I think that's really good. Ben got out to the early lead, maybe in the puzzle, but she was doing really good before that. And then once she figured it out, I mean, boom, that was over. That was so easy for her. I think that the others have just built up better relationships there. However, then you also see at the beginning of last episode when she's crying, saying Venus broke me down. She's taking shots at my character. Everybody is comforting her. So I do think people really like Maria, but I think they like Charlie more.
Yeah.
And I also feel like when they're looking at that jury, I don't actually know how close Charlie is with the people on the jury. I think he's running into an issue of he's really close with people still in the game, but the people who are sitting over there, Tevin, Hunter, Soda, how well do they know Charlie? And I actually think Maria might be more threatening to everybody there right now. So I'm going to say Maria can't pull off the next immunity challenge. She almost convinces people to vote with her, but in this version, I'll go against both of you. And I will say Maria gets fourth place and goes home.
Nice.
Or fifth place.
Before we get to our fourth spot, is there a scenario where Maria and Charlie say, you know what, the only way I'm getting to final three is if we both work together? And Maria says, look, I needed to take a shot at you. You're a great player. We played the same game. I know we're friends, like friends for life. You're Uncle Charlie to my children. Sorry for voting you out. If I go home at five, Charlie, you are definitely in fire. Unless you can win immunity. And maybe Charlie says, hey, at least I'll just take my shot and fire, or take my shot to win immunity. But is there a world where they get together and they pull in Ben, Sega three, and they take out Kenzie at five? And maybe it, Phil, you were right in your initial pre. Is there any way that this scenario even worth discussing or talking about?
I mean, I feel like that's just like a prisoner's dilemma right there, right? Where it's like Charlie and Maria both are like backstabbing each other. They know they're both, well, I guess Maria doesn't quite know yet that Charlie's against her, but after this vote, it's very clear to assume anyone that Charlie's going to be against her. I don't know. I feel like they won't be able to build that trust back in the day to make that happen. Cause then they'll agree to do that. And then one of them will go off and talk with Liz or Kenzie. And then all of a sudden they're gonna be like, okay, nope, this is off. They're going to strike me first. It's not worth it.
I think it's a difficult thing to do. It kind of reminds me of like the Ricard and Shan in 41, where they were like, yeah, I trust you. And I trust you also to turn on me at some point, because I know I have to turn on you at some point. And there is this level of gamesmanship in the new era where they're so forthright with like, yeah, you're a threat. So I love you. But if they could get over that, and it's not that trust was necessarily broken, but that was better for my game. And now you believe me, trust me that it's better for my game to keep you in. Again, honestly, Maria and Charlie are the two like best challenge performers so far. So like the scenario where neither of them win immunity is like kind of low on its own. But thought maybe I'd toss that out there as possible.
Well, let me ask this question of both of you then. Do we think that Kenzie is a blind spot for them right now? Do they realize that Kenzie is a huge jury threat, or are they so focused on each other? Because people aren't talking about the need to vote out Kenzie. And when I look at how this has shaken out, Kenzie's getting jury votes if she sits at final three. She might not get enough to win, but she is getting jury votes in every single scenario. She sits against Charlie and Maria, she's getting votes. She sits against Charlie and Liz, she's getting votes. Like, you can go through every single group of three, Kenzie will get votes. Do Charlie and Maria see that? Because if they see that, then maybe Charlie, Maria, and Ben should just say, let's stick together. Let's pretty much do, even though they didn't see your season, what Austin, D, Julie, Drew were doing, which was, you know, keep working together in some sort of way to get, you know, my original starting tribe as far in the game as possible. Maybe that is the smartest move. And I think Ben still is very close with Charlie, even though he's also close with Kenzie. I think Charlie and Maria might be missing the point of, if Ben gets fourth place, Ben probably votes for Kenzie over both Charlie and Maria at the final three. And I don't think they see that. If they do, Kenzie very well could go home at five, but I think they're focused on each other. And I think that's a credit to Kenzie's game.
Totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard for Charlie not to be like, all right, I got to get Maria out of here if she's vulnerable and vice versa. Like it's tough because they are front running, you know, they've been the powerful duo running game.
And like another thing is they've both publicly been going against each other, where if you fail to do that, that's a strike against your resume or whatever. Being like, I tried doing this, I failed, so now they're here with me. Sounds a lot worse than I tried doing it and I'm the one who did it kind of thing.
Yeah, Maria, if she sit next to Charlie, I think that's a pretty difficult story to tell.
Yeah,
after that final six vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Austin, how do you see the final four shaken out? Who's making fire against who and who's pulling it out?
This one, I could see us having similar answers for this one, because this one is very embedded in like the story so far, some scenes that were shown, some like, you know, little clips or like frames from the episodes. But I have Liz Firemaker. And I think this just makes a lot of sense story-wise, where one, I think there's been a couple times where she's been shown having other people make fires for her, asking people to make fire. Like, I think she has like Tevin and Hunter make fire for her. I think the last tribal council, she made some comment about fire making. I think they've had clips of fire against her, like glasses and stuff. And also, I think one interesting thing too is, you know, she's the last remaining NAMI player. And I could see the other players being like, Liz could be a jury threat. She could, you know, NAMI could be pissed off at us for picking them off or whatever. Maybe they're just going to all dump their votes on Liz. And whether or not that's true, it like everyone says, you know, perception is reality. And one reason that like kept the Reba group tight together was because we were worried, like, if there's anyone else up in the final three with us, if the jury's bitter, they might just throw their votes onto them and there's nothing we can do about it because all the Reba people are up here. So it's like they could be thinking that too, with like, okay, there's one NAMI person, we bring her to the end, this could be trouble for us, so we should just send her out in fire. I think she'll be put in a fire. I don't know who she'll be put against, but I feel that Liz loses in the fire. That's kind of my thought.
Who do you, so in this, when I, because I'm looking at the last thing they saw, if I'm not mistaken, was the 44 finale, correct? Did they see the 44 finale or did they go out before the 44 finale? Do we know this?
I think they, so the last episode we saw, I think, was when Matt was voted out of 44. So I think they probably saw the whole season.
Filming dates for 46 were June 3rd through June 28th. So they probably saw the whole season. The last thing they saw was Heidi give up immunity to go make fire. And I wonder how much of that plays into their heads, because one, it didn't change anything. She gave up immunity to make fire, takes out Carson, gets one vote and finishes second place. Couldn't be Jam Jam there, despite not having Jam Jam, you know, make fire and have that last big move. Do you think that that would play for anybody in this scenario? Are Charlie, like, let's say Maria or Charlie still survive this? Are either one of them winning immunity and saying, I must go up against somebody? Or are they saying, I'm confident enough of my game and doing what D did and saying, I just don't want Austin to get another check mark. I'd rather just sit at final, take my closest competitor, and let the other two fight it out. Because I feel like a lot of people are thinking it's going to be Ben versus Liz in this final four fire making challenge. But then I say, why would you put Ben versus Liz in the final four fire making challenge? Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. I think, like you said, you go, Will.
Well, I was going to say, I've also heard there's a bunch of theories that it's Ben versus Charlie, and that the Taylor Swift Metallica showdown was like the reason that scene got like, you know, probably three more minutes than it needed to is that they end up having a similar battle at Final Four. Now, in our scenario, Austin, we both have Charlie out of the game, but I have seen that come up as like that was foreshadowing for this battle.
Yeah. And I think like the fire making, like, you know, check mark winning that would be something that, like, you know, Marie and Charlie could consider if they're going with each other to the final tribal, like as like one thing to push one over the other. I could see Kenzie trying to go into fire, for example, too, who's played a largely a very good social game. But this could be like a strategic move that she made, for example. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell. I feel like different juries value the fire making differently than others. I think at least for my jury, they more valued, like, for example, you know, if I had won the final four immunity, if I didn't then try taking out D, that would have been a minus on my resume, for example. And like, it might've even been a slight minus for her to not try taking me out there, but you know, it worked out anyways. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it doesn't really help too much, but it could hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fair. This is the hardest spot for me. I feel like this whole episode is totally up in the air, but I don't feel like we get a scenario where Ben and Liz are both in the final two or final three. I don't think we get that scenario, but then I'm sitting here saying though, but if we're not going to get that scenario, who, one of them has to go out at four. And I just struggle to see who is going to say, I want to go up against Liz or Ben if they win immunity and then say, I'm going to go up against them, or who's going to put Liz versus Ben. But maybe Will's right. Maybe Charlie versus Ben has been what's been hyped up all season long, and I should have just seen it coming. And I am going to put Ben. I'm going to put Ben in spot four. I just think, like, I think, Austin, with what you're saying with the Liz stuff, it's almost like Liz is now being set up to win that, to have that moment, right? Kind of like what happened with Jake where it was set up. Although the theory of Ben being a tie-breaking vote makes so much sense that part of me is like, maybe I should be putting Ben at three. I don't know. I'm just going to say Liz four, let her sit there. Ben four, he loses fire, maybe to Charlie, maybe even to Kenzie. Maybe Charlie wins immunity, takes Liz with him, and then it's Kenzie versus Ben, and Kenzie beats Ben, and that's how Ben goes home. I could see that being the storyline there. So I'm going to put Ben at four. And so far, Austin, you and I have very little in common, which is good. Yeah. That's what's fun about good. It now.
Yeah. There's only five people left, so it's hard to differentiate. All right. So here's what happens at Final Four. We have Maria wins Final Four immunity. She takes Liz with her to Final Tribal Council, thinking that, you know, Liz is someone who's going to really struggle to get votes. And I think she's probably right. And I think Liz is probably the safest person to bring with you if she's still in the game. She's, you know, doesn't go out at five, which I don't even know why she would go out at five. And then we have Ben versus Kenzie in fire. And I think Kenzie beats Ben in fire. And so Ben goes out at four. And we have a final three of Kenzie, Maria, and Liz. All women, final three.
So, Will, you have Ben. I'm sorry. You have Kenzie, Maria, and Liz. Austin, you have Kenzie, Maria, and Ben. And then I have Kenzie, Liz, and Charlie. So I'm the only one who has Charlie in my final three, but three different final three scenarios that we now get to play out, which is good. Since we don't have this one, if Charlie, Maria, and Kenzie were to somehow ever sit in the final three together, none of us have that, but if somehow that were to happen, who do you think would pull that one out, being that Charlie and Maria are both there? Do we think it goes to Kenzie in that scenario because Charlie and Maria split? Or Will's shaking his head already.
I think if Charlie gets the final three, he wins. And I honestly think that's why I have him going out at five. I think that's going to become very apparent to everybody. Hey, and maybe not. I think you even said, Phil, like his relationships are, have been a lot with the people that are in the game or that have gone out, you know, recently, but he did have a working relationship with Venus. He did have kind of a, he had a relationship with Q. He was not a part of that initial six, but he kind of got looped in later. And I think, I don't know, from his, you know, tribal council answers, his challenge wins, I think he's very, very articulate that if Charlie gets there, he can easily differentiate his game from Maria, who has a very similar game because he got the move off at final six. So you don't have to really worry about Maria. And then it becomes Charlie versus Kenzie. And I think both very likable people, both very social. But then if they're kind of even socially, we look at the gameplay. And I think Charlie has had more agency, more control of like the post-merge boots. So, yeah, I mean, Charlie was in on the tip vote. Kenzie wasn't. I think he can easily use that. And I think he's just got like one over on each of them. And so Charlie would end up winning.
Austin's over here rubbing his chin, which makes me think he's got something up here.
I think
feel free to disagree. Kenzie
would win that final three. I think Charlie and Maria, they probably spend a lot of time going after each other, trying to claim credit. It could be a thing where the jury, it becomes like a he said, she said, who actually gets the credit? I don't know. So like maybe none of them. And then Kenzie will have her actual like own storyline that she'll be able to actually like provenly, you know, say versus Marie and Ben or Marie and Charlie will just be going back and forth trying to get credit for different things potentially. And I think I feel that Charlie is, you know, maybe has he definitely has like the strategic edge, it seems, at least from the edit over Kenzie. But I think the edit has shown like maybe Kenzie has the social edge over him. Mm-hmm. I think she has like she has been shown to have even tighter bonds with Ben, who was like Charlie's number one or number two, I guess, throughout the entire season. But yet we keep seeing Kenzie and Ben highlighted to like show us like, hey, like they have a really tight relationship. I think you watch Kenzie, she's like wearing a different cast member's like jacket, shirt, every other scene. Like you have to be kind of close to someone to like wear their stinky 30-day-old clothes, right? So it's like, I think she is doing like, she is probably the top socially within, I think, the remaining players and maybe the whole cast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not to spoil our final three there, right? Who we think could win, but I do kind of agree with you there, Austin. I feel like Kenzie really is getting such a social edit. And in my scenario, like I said, with Ben being out, I have Charlie and Kenzie both in the final three. And I think that Ben votes for Kenzie over Charlie in that scenario. I think to some people that might sound crazy, but I think that is how good Kenzie's social game will be. I don't know if that necessarily means she'll still get enough votes to beat Charlie, but I do think that if it's Charlie, Maria, Kenzie, I think Kenzie will be able to win that because I think Maria will get one or two votes because I think somebody like Hunter would be impressed with Maria's game. She's winning all the challenges. That's what Hunter's focused on. So
yeah, but Charlie also won challenges and if he's sitting there in the final three, I think he would have to have, you know, get one of these final five or one of these final four challenges. So he'd have three challenge wins, you know, at least tying with Maria. And I do think he just has that one vote held over Maria where it's like he can point to an objective vote where he was in the know and she voted wrong. Her ally had an idol that he did not play and she was coming at Charlie and she missed and he can win that. I just think he can win that battle with Maria easier than we might think because we've seen them play since day one, like very similar games, very hard to differentiate. But I think, you know, if you have in this scenario, what you have Ben and Liz sitting on the jury, they were both working with Charlie on that move. Like they both took Q out and they knew Charlie was with it. And they knew Maria wasn't in the know. Especially when it comes out that there was an idol that Maria knew about. Like, I think that one would just honestly make Maria like a zero vote finalist and becomes a battle of Charlie versus Kenzie. And I do think it would be very close in that scenario, but I do think he can differentiate his game from Maria.
Yeah. One thing that I'm reminded of now for this past episode was in Tribal Council where Kenzie was describing like the family that was remaining of like the players. And she straight up just called Charlie a dog.
A reliable dog, but yes, a dog.
In front of the jury. And
very clever.
He didn't say anything. You know, so I don't know if that was a strategic move. I'm hoping it is because that's pretty badass if it was.
Yeah.
To call your competition in front of the jury a dog. This is like the, you know, the aunt. This is like the grandma, whatever. Like, it's just like, you know, and they just took it. And she has a social capital to do that.
she didn't call anybody the mom or the dad, which I also think was a cool move on her part, because, you know, when you think of the mom and the dad in a family, that's who you think of as the one in control of that family. They're the one in control. And she didn't call. She tried to avoid calling everybody. What, maybe she called Maria the mom.
No, we had aunt.
Aunt, that's right.
Grandma, yeah. Dog, and then what was Q?
Brothers. Ben and Q were brothers. That's what she said. They were like brothers. Okay. And I think calling Maria the aunt instead of the mom is something of like, yeah, she's there, but she's not the head of this. And I think that is, you know, if that's something people are laughing at, that's something that people are going to remember. So
yeah,
I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe when she called Charlie the dog and Charlie.
And I like that Charlie didn't respond, because I think he's doing a very good job at keeping his threat level low. I think he's intentionally doing this. He didn't want to be, whoa, Kenzie, don't call me a dog. I'm socially and strategically dominating this game. And he gets the final five when they vote him out, even though Austin and I both have that happening regardless.
Yeah.
I do think he could sit there at Final Tribal Council and actually point and be like, remember when Kenzie called me a reliable dog? Yeah, I put that on purpose as I was running circles around you strategically.
Yeah.
I think he is, you know, wise enough to kind of own that comment and turn it into a positive for his gameplay. So again, though, I don't think Charlie's going to get to final three. I think they won't let him get there.
So let's look at the final threes that we have then. So Austin has Ben, Maria, and Kenzie. Will, you have Liz, Maria, and Kenzie. And then I have Charlie, Kenzie, and Liz. Which one should we start with out of those final threes? And like, kind of let's talk through where we think the votes will go on this stuff. Your guys are similar.
So yeah, I was going to say, Austin and me have a very similar final three.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, I think, are we awarding any votes to Liz and Ben in this scenario? We can talk through that. And if we're not, then we're just going to parse votes out between Maria versus Kenzie.
I think in my scenario with Ben, Maria, Kenzie, I could see Ben potentially getting a vote from Charlie. But besides that, the edit hasn't really shown anyone who would be giving a vote to him over Kenzie, Maria. I mean, it's been shown. I think Ben is a social player. But Kenzie is also a social player. And in that final three, I think she's been shown to be, you know, one step above in terms of her social game. So I think any jury member who's voting on, like, you know, a social game, I think that would go to Kenzie. And then between Maria and Ben, like, I think Maria has been shown to be more of the strategic person. So any votes for strategy would go to Maria probably instead of Ben as well. So,
and you said the only vote possibly would be Charlie. And Charlie's already said so many times that Maria is his number one. I think if Maria dupes him, he's going to sit there and say, I got to give the vote to Maria. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think Liz, are you both putting in your scenarios, Austin, you have Ben at three, and Will, you would put Liz at three then?
Yes. 100%. Yeah. And I don't know, just to talk quickly, do we think Liz could get any votes in this scenario? Like, they could, like, maybe Venus. That would be the only one.
Yeah.
But even they didn't have, like, a great relationship on Nami. So I could just see Venus being like, screw everyone, I'm voting Liz. Kind of like, you know, Venus doing what Venus does. But I could also see a Kenzie vote from Venus too. So I don't know. I think I have Liz at one or zero votes. More likely zero than one. Especially, I think, when you have two really, really strong winners. Or winner options, you don't want to be that person who's like, oh, I want to give this person one vote. I think you throw the one vote away when there's like a really obvious front running winner, and this would not be that case. So I think everyone would truly vote for who they think, you know, play the best, and that would be either Maria or Kenzie.
Yeah, and especially like when I look at the jury, the whole thing with Nami, there'd be four Nami people on the jury and Liz sitting there. So you'd say, oh, maybe she has an advantage there.
Mm-hmm.
But what did we see the entire pre-merge? Nami doesn't get Liz. What is her game? We don't understand what she's doing. It doesn't make any sense. It was almost like that was setting up for the Namis to not back her at the final tribal council.
It seems like towards the middle of the game, though, she started working with like Tevin and they worked on the Soda Blind side. Obviously, then that all imploded and the rest of Nami then got picked off one by one after.
I mean, Liz put together the Tevin boot. I mean, Liz could look at Tevin and say, hey, if you want to vote for who got you, vote for Liz. You know, I was going to put together your blind side. I don't know if they can come around on that, Phil, I think that's a good point about like they did live together and they didn't like we didn't see Liz bonding with that tribe, especially New Era Survivor. I feel like it's not about who was on your starting tribe. Everybody is like, I want to vote for who played the best game. Austin, yeah. Would you agree with that? That's kind
of at least my jury, that was their number one concern, was we want to give the votes to who we think played the best game. And I would hope this season does the same, but it's impossible to tell. I mean, this jury, I feel like it's so hard to read. And when you have a bitter jury, all logic goes out the window. And I don't know how bitter they were. When I was in playing my season, I thought my jury was bitter up until after the show ended. It's just like when you're out there, you just assume everyone hates you. At least that's what I did. And like this sort of like fear of a bitter jury could make people act a little less rationally out there and maybe think, you know, Liz is a big threat or whatever. And that's why had her going out at fourth, for example. But yeah, it's just really hard when you're out there to really get a sense of what the jury is thinking, because they just look pissed whenever you look at them.
Yeah. And so now you have been sitting here and you're saying potentially one vote, but is there any, what would have to happen at a final in this finale for the other people sitting around him to not get the votes, to have pissed off everybody? Like, is there any scenario where Ben can get more than one vote, or are we just figuring at this point, like he's got one? I mean, it does feel like from the edit perspective, even I think Ben rewatching it's confused about what they're probably trying to tell his story as, you know, mm-hmm. And he played it as himself. He was out there doing it. So do you ever see a scenario where he could get more than one?
Let's see. I'm trying to think through the jury. I mean, they would have to be really bitter. And like the people who Kenzie sent home or worked towards sending home have to be like upset at her for flipping people. Maybe people who like have a strong dislike for Q, for example, and like Kenzie and Maria both worked with Q and they were part of this thing I didn't agree with. Ben was like the only genuine player or whatever, you know, I don't know. I think it's really hard, but like I said, with a really bitter jury, like things can happen. And I think that's his best case, is to really make the jury as pissed off as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So
should we go through? Let's just assume Ben and Liz are getting zero votes.
Yeah. And then just I have Liz at third place in my scenario too. So I have Charlie versus Kenzie. You both have Maria versus Kenzie.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk through the Maria versus Kenzie one first, since you all think sure. It's more likely?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's start with Soda. Who is Soda voting for?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I didn't go through each individual jury member. Let's see. That's Soda.
We can just talk it out. Ooh, I mean.
Okay. That's tough. I could see Soda. I mean, I don't even remember now who everyone worked with in all the different rounds. The way I saw it is I feel like with a Kenzie Maria, it would be like, I had Kenzie winning either like a 5-3 or like a 4-4 with Ben giving the final one at the end. Oh, but breaking it down by like, this is so hard. I mean, do you have, what do you have?
We've done this and it is really hard to do, especially the people who got early in the jury. Like we didn't see enough of them working with the players that are in the final mm-hmm. three most of the time. I do think Soda, she was on a beach. She got voted out and they split into groups. And Maria was one that kind of was orchestrated her blindside in a way. I know Tevin took credit for it and Venus took credit for it and Liz took credit for it. But yeah. Venus or Maria and Charlie were very integral into that plan to get Soda out. So I think it comes mm-hmm. down to, does Soda respect that Maria voted her out of the game? Or is she bitter, like, screw you, Maria, I'm going to vote Kenzie? Because I don't think she knows Kenzie or Maria all that well here. And it would come down, like, Soda is definitely one that it's like, I could see going either way.
Yeah.
She might be your random Liz or Ben vote, depending on what story you're in. Because when you look at Soda, did she spend 12 hours with Kenzie? Because Kenzie wasn't on her split tribe.
That's
and they all worked together to vote out Mariah. That was like, we did our thing, you know, mm-hmm. we won, you lost. And then they go and they get their alcohol and all that stuff. Was Soda, like, did Soda even get to know Kenzie at all? And then it comes down to, would you rather vote for the person who you knew a little bit better, but who blindsided you? Or would you rather vote for
the person that you really didn't know because the other one made you more mad. I think that's what's fascinating about that one.
Soda and Tevin are the same way. Yeah, I think Tevin's similar. You know, maybe what we could do is just split Tevin and Soda and just give them 1-1, unless we feel like they are certainly voting together. But I could see either of them voting Maria or Kenzie. Really
tough. I agree. And I think a lot of who they end up voting for is going to come from like the other people who came to the jury afterwards to kind of tell them their perspective of how they're playing. Because they have to really just rely on, at that point, tribal councils and what other people tell them. Because, yeah, they didn't really work with anyone. And that's the issue when all of Nami is on the jury and the final three, you know, is or is not all Siga or, you know, Yanu or whatever. It's just hard for them to really know, like,
right,
who these players are.
I do think when we get to Hunter, though, that Hunter is a more assured vote for Kenzie. I do think we saw them working together they worked together in some capacity to get out what they got out, Tim, right?
And didn't Hunter say that Kenzie was his number one, the only one he trusted? Yeah. And I feel he likes the game enough that he respects the move.
Yeah. He did say that. I remember that distinctly. Being like, huh, that's weird. Cause I hadn't really seen Hunter and Kenzie. Like, Kenzie wasn't even part of this six. So when did that relationship spawn? And I think that was included for a reason, because I think Hunter would vote for Kenzie over Maria, just because I think they had a tighter bond. And, you know, Kenzie was part of Hunter's blind side. I mean, Maria was too. But I think he would give credit for like how far Kenzie came in the game. They had just a closer relationship.
I also think that with Hunter, though, is he seems to be such a big fan of the game, right? Like his background package of him, like, you know, making stuff for the kids. I feel like he is someone who will really try thinking like who played the best game instead of just like who do I like the most. So I actually could see him thinking like, oh, Maria was a bigger strategic force of the season and send a vote to her, actually. But
yeah, no,
what
that's
you're saying about the it all makes sense. I have no idea what this jury is going to vote.
It's definitely possible. Something that I think is going to hurt Maria, though, is her working with Q closely. And I think that's just going to taint her reputation a bit. And Hunter specifically was someone that was really frustrated with Q. And like, he's like, what is happening? Can we just vote already? This is stupid. Q, like, shut up, man. Like, I think Hunter just got ticked off by Q's antics. And for Maria to then realize that Q is kind of like this pariah of the tribe, and then, hey, that he's my number one, I'm going to use him as a decoy vote to move through the entire game and get to final three. I think some players might look at that and be like, Maria, that's kind of like, that's not the game I want to vote for to win. Yeah. You just latched on to like Q's antics and used him. So I think Hunter, from that perspective, his dislike of Q, and not even as a person, just his gameplay, would push Hunter towards Kenzie.
But Austin, it seems like you're leaning towards Hunter's going to vote for Maria.
I'm just like now looking at my list and trying to do the math, because I'm trying to work it out where Maria gets four, Kenzie gets four, and Ben does one. And I'm trying to know, because I'm thinking like Tiffany and Q, I think, would vote Kenzie. I think Liz would do Kenzie because Liz was going against Maria this time. And then I think, you know, Charlie would go Maria, and I'm just trying to fill in the other pieces, which are the ones we're talking about now.
Like the early Nami are the toughest. Yeah.
See, I think Q votes Maria every time. Yeah,
I think too.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now that they've worked together a lot. Yeah, that's actually a good point. Okay, maybe that answers it now then.
You got it to 4-4 now?
Now I got it to 4-4.
Yeah, but I do think no matter, we both have Liz and Ben flopped in our scenarios. I think Ben is voting Kenzie if he's on the jury, and I think Liz is voting Kenzie if she's on the jury. So either way, our flop of our third place zero vote finalist, or maybe they get one vote, is a Kenzie vote. And I think it overall leans to a 5-3 Kenzie win, or maybe a tie. And then even if we're tying, we have Liz or Ben breaking that tie and voting for Kenzie. So. Yeah. I think Kenzie's the winner of this season. I think it makes the most sense. And Austin, it seems like you agree, or do you think Maria? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I have Kenzie as slightly edging out Maria. The way I saw it was like, they'll be like a strategic versus social battle right here. You know, kind of similar to like a Ko-Rong, and we've got like our Michelle and we've got our Aubrey. And then in the end, the Michelle wins, just edges it out. So that's kind of like what I'm like basing this off of, this theory.
Yes. And the internet will be completely angry. They won't understand it. They'll call it the worst season ever. Kenzie didn't do anything. Maria dominated the game. Well, guess what? Maria made a lot of social faux pas this post-merge. And that, I think, is ultimately going to cost her the win if she does make it to final three. And I do think there is a world where Maria wins final immunity, doesn't put herself in fire, puts Kenzie in fire. Kenzie wins. And then there's this whole debate of like, oh my gosh, why does everyone care about fire? Everyone's going to be so angry, even though I don't even think it would really matter. I don't think people would vote for Kenzie just because she made fire. I think they'll just vote for Kenzie because she's a likable person that charmed her way to $1 million.
I think the fire, all that'll do is be like, okay, I was going to vote for you. Now I'm like stronger going to vote for you.
Yeah. And now it gets you into the final three. Like now I have an opportunity to vote for you because you're sitting there. And especially edit wise, I mean, I don't know if we want to go totally into edging. I feel like we know so much about Kenzie and her backstory and her personal life. Like we got her all the things about moving her wedding, her fiance. We know about her business with the salon. And like, we know who Kenzie is fully. And I don't think we can say that about Charlie. And then I will say, we do know quite a bit about Maria's backstory and her personal life. Mm-hmm. But I think Charlie there is where he really comes up short. And that's why I see him at five.
Yeah. I see like Kenzie has significantly more confessionals than Maria and has told a lot more of her story than Maria has been able to based on those confessionals. I will say, though, that since the merge or, you know, whatever episode six was, they're not that far apart in terms of number. So I do look at a lot of Kenzie's advantage from, you know, that standpoint did come when her tribe was losing nonstop. Mm-hmm. I also think that's when Kenzie looked the worst, which is interesting. Like a lot of people will go back and point to Jess and say, oh, well, during that whole scenario, how did Kenzie come out looking? She didn't look great with Jess. Yeah. Maybe she didn't look great with Banu. Well, you can say that, but also Jess and Banu aren't on the jury. So if there's people who aren't going to get along with you, like you, any of that stuff, get rid of them before they can actually impact your game and can make it so you don't win. So that is something I actually think is working to Kenzie's advantage. We've seen some of her blemishes, maybe more than we even saw of Charlie, because I think Charlie maybe has gotten through this game a little unscathed. Maria has definitely gotten negative edit, especially in the last couple episodes. But maybe that's what ultimately it's showing that, hey, if this person's never going to work with you, if they're not going to like you, if your personalities are going to clash, don't let them sit next to you at the final tribal council and you're going to be totally fine. Austin, in the rest of your scenario, though, where do you see the votes to get it to a 4-4 where Ben then casts the tie-breaking vote?
All right, so the way I have it now is I actually have Soda and Tevin, Maria, Hunter, Tiffany, Venus, Kenzie, Q, Maria, Charlie, Maria, Liz, Kenzie to get to a 4-4. I kind of, you know, I don't feel super confident with that, obviously, but just, you know, how to get the 4-4 maths and then Ben finishing it off with the Kenzie.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. I could see it. And I think like the only spots maybe would be like Soda, Tevin, Hunter, but I think it's totally fair to assume that's going to be 2-1 Maria. Out of those three votes, it'd be 2-1 Maria.
To get a 4-4. It might not even be a 4-4. I'm just so set on how do we get this to be a 4-4.
Yeah. So is there any scenario then in which we see Maria winning? Can Maria win this season of Survivor, or is Maria pretty much doomed to second place at this point?
I feel like with the edit, it's hard. It's hard right now because she has gone significantly less than Kenzie, than Charlie, than Q, than, you know, Venus, and, you know. So it's sort of just like it's hard for me to see that unless she has a huge episode next. I think she played a game that could win seasons for sure. I just don't know if this is the season right now.
And I Am Connor throws that up. Yeah, there you go, Will. Throwing it in before I could even click against Ben and Liz.
Oh, yeah.
She'd win.
I think she wins that. Sure. I think it would be tough for her, really tough for her to beat Charlie. Almost a zero chance of beating Charlie because their games are so similar.
I feel like the jury might think that Maria is the one that's in charge of these votes. I think she has a decent chance against Charlie, but I don't know.
Interesting. I think she would sooner beat Kenzie than she would be able to beat Charlie. Just because, kind of like you've been saying, Kenzie social, Maria strategic, where let's like let the chips fall where they may. And those early NAMI jury votes, like where do those go? If they, if those players are all like, I'm gamers, I'm not that emotionally attached because I didn't last that long, and I want to vote for the strategic dominant force of the post-merge, and that would be Maria. And I could, yeah, I could see that. I just, yeah, I can't get over Charlie basically, you know, pulling one over on Maria at final six, because everything else they did was in lockstep, and yeah. Maria can't really pull any, unless she pulls something over on Charlie at final five, and then they're squared up, and then it's, hey, who is kind of running the duo? And then, yeah, she could have an argument there.
Could it end up biting Charlie in the butt that he gave the credit for the TIFF move to Maria? He walked around that island and made sure everybody thought it was Maria's move. Does that hurt him?
I don't think so, because I think that was intentional to lower his threat level and to increase Maria's threat level. And then Maria wins two immunities in a row, and he can't control that. I mean, hey, Maria, great for being a challenge beast, but I was able to get people against you because I built up your threat level. And now that you're standing here and we're sitting in final three, we made that move together. We deserve equal credit. I was right there with you. I just wanted to give you the credit, so it built up your threat level and lowered mine. I'm just the reliable dog, remember? So I think Charlie would just own a battle with Maria there. Because he did say that he was doing this intentionally. He told the audience that.
Sorry. It froze for a second there, Austin. Yeah, that's all. Saw that. You're good. So Austin, you think, do you have Charlie winning that if that were to happen, like Charlie versus Maria, you'd have Charlie winning that, but close, are you just praying that's another 4-4 and then Ben's casting another tiebreaker?
So like a final three with Maria and Charlie.
Yeah. No Kenzie. So it's Maria, Charlie, Liz, or Maria, Charlie, Ben.
I just feel like the jury might respect Maria's game a little more. But I could see a scenario where Charlie has an incredible final tribal where he explains everything and then it flips it kind of back. Mm-hmm. And once again, like I hate just keep diving the edit. Charlie has gotten a much bigger edit for things.
Yeah.
And they often show his perspective when they're talking about like a shared move between Marie and Charlie. So that leans me to thinking like if they go battle it out, Charlie might win that battle. But I think like right now, I feel like if they go to tribal right now and just like have votes right now without saying anything, I think more votes would go to Maria. But after a pitch, I think that could switch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. I think that's fair. I think a lot more people would be 50-50 going into that final tribal council than they might be if it's Kenzie versus Maria or Kenzie versus Charlie. Because I think Kenzie versus Maria, I think lines were drawn. I think Kenzie versus Charlie, lines were drawn. But I think that Charlie versus Maria, I think you're going to have people going in saying, I'm going to vote for one of them. I just don't know which one yet. And I think I think that's fair. It's going to come down to the pitch. And maybe Charlie's is better, but it would come down to how well can Maria own that game. Very rare that we have so many people that where it feels like they can win. Look, I'm getting to the same point as both of you, actually, as crazy as this is. I don't think Charlie wins in any final three scenario. I think he loses to Kenzie. I think Kenzie is going to beat Charlie at final three. And I think you're going to get Tiffany is going to vote for Kenzie. I think Venus will vote for Kenzie. I think in this scenario, I don't have Ben making final tribal council, so I think Ben will vote for Kenzie. And then I think that Kenzie very well could get Soda, Tevin, or Hunter. She would need 2 out of 3 to win outright, 5-3. If she gets one, she ties 4-4. And I think that Liz would vote for Kenzie over Charlie in that scenario. So I actually think if Kenzie gets to final three, she's the winner. And I think I think it is crazy that we are seeing this blind spot, right? It's almost like in Ghost Island, if Dom versus Wendell was happening, but Laurel was actually the biggest threat and they just didn't realize it. I feel like that's what's happening here. Charlie and Maria are going at it head to head. And they're not, I feel like they're missing that Kenzie is the most dangerous jury threat out there right now. And hey, you can take out the head of the snake, but you might be playing for second place in that scenario. So yeah, I have Kenzie winning and I have Charlie getting second.
I could see them trying to like get out Kenzie in the fire potentially. And that could be like their big after either Charlie or Marie goes on final five, then like, okay, we need to get Kenzie out here. And then if she wins that, she has.
Then you're really just giving her another, another thing on her resume. Or giving her something for, you know, something tangible for a resume in addition to being subsocial.
Exactly. Yeah. Cause I think she could talk a lot about how she was running and working really well in the pregame, like pre-merge, and then she'd have to rely on like Q and Tiffany to back her up, being like, yeah, like she was in a really good spot. She was never going home. You know, her name came up once, but ever since like episode two or whatever, it never came up again. She managed her threat level really well. But yeah, after the merge, it seemed like she was mostly a number and a piece and using her social bonds to become that number elsewhere. So I think if she gives a good pitch, yeah, she can match up really well against anybody. Cause I do think she's the biggest jury threat in terms of like social bonds.
Yeah.
That's interesting. You bring up the Yanu portion of the game because that will be important. And with Tiff and Q both there, is there a chance that Q and Tiff, I mean, at least for me watching the show, it seemed like if that three were going to a tribal council before they merged, they lost yet another immunity challenge. It would have been Q and Tiff as the duo voting out Kenzie. And then once we got to the post-merge, it would then became Tiff and Kenzie were much closer because Q was, you know, more of a threat and controlling the game and doing all of the Q things. Do you think Q would want to hold that against Kenzie and be like, look, you were next out on our tribe. I know you think you had Tiff, but it was really Tiff and me. And then Tiff has always said she didn't want to decide between, she didn't want to say, I'm either locked in with Q or locked in with Kenzie. But from what we saw, it looked like she was leaning towards Q. Q was doing this whole thing of like, just vote me out, I'm quitting. And that was just to prevent Kenzie from playing her shot in the dark if they did go to tribal council with only three people left. So like, we did get that narrative that Kenzie was in the bottom of those three. And I wonder if that would maybe come, especially Q. I feel like he would not hold his tongue. I feel like he'd be very clear. I just want everybody to know Kenzie was at the bottom, at the Yanu three, which, hey, bottom three of three on a losing tribe, it's not that bad. But I wonder if that could be used against her.
At the same time, though, I think like Q was saying, like, Kenzie is the most dangerous player on this beach. And he had that opinion throughout the entire pre-merge. So like, I could also like see him being like, yeah, she was a very dangerous player. Cause she was like probably the most connected, it seemed, to like the Yanu players who got booted out early on. Like, she was still going, talking with them, becoming their friends a lot more than Q was and Tiffany was, it at least was shown. And I think that could be kind of highlighted too at Final Tribal, being like, yeah, like, I had bonds with everybody then. I had to go through all these tribal councils that Sega didn't have to go through.
Right.
And like, I had to earn my way to the merge. And then from there, I was down in the numbers. And then she has a really good story. It's just Definitely. Whether he can pitch that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do feel like if you were to sit here and say whose story was Survivor 46, I feel like Kenzie did have the story. I know Charlie's really picked up the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And the Charlie Maria things come to a head. But I feel like the whole season, if you go from episode one till now, they have told us the story of Kenzie more than they told us the story of Charlie or Maria, in my opinion. So I think that's where that would play in a little bit.
Yes, for sure. But also, like, Kenzie was on the losing tribe that kept going to tribal. You have to show that. And during that time, we did get a big alliance called Charlie's Angels too. They did give him what he could. I mean, he couldn't go to tribal council and vote until the gen vote, but like, they were highlighting him. I do think if it's Charlie versus Kenzie, that Charlie can point to the Tiff vote as this like one move that he can pretty much hold over Kenzie's head. Like, hey, I voted out your number one ally and you weren't even in on it. And Kenzie can even say, that was my idea. I told you guys, but yeah, we didn't need your vote. We didn't need you to do it. You voted incorrectly. You had already sided back to Tiff. Tiff had an idol, like all this. And I think Charlie could use that as ammunition, especially to pull in some of those wavering NAMI jury members, the Soda, Tevin, Hunter gang that might be like, hey, I just want the person who was in control of the game. Don't know you guys that well. So I could see that helping him out, but it would be close for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, this is going to be a really interesting final, just final five in general. I mean, that first immunity challenge, if that ends up being won by Liz or Ben, the finale party is just going to go, what? Like, it's just going to be shock across everything. Cause then it's wide open. And I think that's my dream scenario, is give me Ben or Liz winning the final five and let's see Maria and Charlie really duke it out.
Yes.
And let's see that happen. I think Maria would lose that battle. That's my opinion. But I also think that you both brought up good points this entire time of Maria can go out there and be social and talk about it and say, look, right now, I'm not the person who's going to win. Charlie's the person who's going to win. And I do feel like we have been set up for the battle. I feel like we have been set up for these two to take each other on. And maybe in the end, it's Cody versus Jesse, where it didn't really make a difference, right? Like, the person didn't end up winning anyway. So
Anything we missed on this one that we should have touched on and that we didn't? Any like scenario we didn't hit on? I guess one question people are going to have, do you think there's going to be an idol re-hidden now that Q's out without him?
I don't know. I think on my season, an idol was played at Final Five, but I think that was found at the Final Six. I mean, it was used on Final Seven, came back on the island, and was used on for Final Five. I think it might be too late, but I don't really know the rules of this as deeply, so I don't have an official answer.
It feels like it would be late, especially because it seems like Final Fives of the new era, they always do some sort of like big scavenger hunt or mini challenge at camp, and then there's this advantage that gives you, you know, some sort of benefit or advantage in the Final Five immunity challenge, and that's kind of like their energy to enter the finale. And I know in Millennials versus Gen X, I believe it was the first time we saw an idol hidden at Final Five, and then we saw it again in 35 when Ben just kept finding and playing idols. But I think in the new era, I think maybe Island Idols too had something at Final Five. But in the new era, I don't think we've seen an idol hidden at Final Five. Maybe the chat can help us out here, but I think it's always been this like challenge advantage or like something else other than a full idol.
Yeah, Island of the Idols was the nullifier. That's what everybody was mad about, because Dean was handed the nullifier to get Janet out of the game, which was lame.
Very lame.
Austin, you mentioned something before we went live about they're not having to go to a new camp.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like that was, I mean, you know, in the new era, we've all been prepared. When we went to the Final Five tribal, it was like, okay, we're probably going to go to a new beach. And we did. And it's tough. And they didn't have to do that at the end of this past episode. And it's like, I remember that was the episode where I got blindsided. You know, my buddy Drew got sent home, and now instead of going back to camp and being able to like immediately talk to people and be like, how did this happen? What happened? Like, tell me about it. We had to then like form a new camp, like, and it took like an hour and a half. Like, we found our new campsite. Then we had to like carry our torch around and find where the water well is. Then we had to like clear out a spot to sleep. It was already pitch black, so we couldn't like make a new, like, you know, little like lean to or anything. So we just slept on the sand, but it took like over an hour to get everything ready. And then finally I was able to like pull D and Julie aside and be like, okay, now can you like tell me what the hell just went down? But I had to just like wait and wait and wait. And now they don't have to do it. They're just seeming, I mean, maybe we'll like, you know, next episode we'll see them in a new beach, but like they didn't say it. I don't think they're going to new beach. So, you know, a little annoying. And then, you know, whatever. Like, you know, we just had to like do these extra things. You know, my beware advantage took 7 days to turn into an idol that expired after one vote. Like, okay. But you know.
Yeah. I like that you bring that stuff up, because I do feel like from season to season, when there's so many idols, when there's so many different twists and everything, some of it is lost on the audience. So it's fun to hear you one season after all this went down of, no, this was just like, this was the same cycle. All of these things were happening, and look at what has changed. I think that's a fun perspective that maybe some of the fans are missing as Q finds an idol and just walks into tribal council with it in his Q skirt.
I remember finally getting that idol. Literally, we were digging for like 5 days straight to find that freaking hammer. We got the idol, and then it was like the longest text passage I've ever seen on a note. It was like a whole paragraph being like, okay, so you have an idol, but it's only good for one tribal, but you can sacrifice your vote and it'll extend to when all the players are on the same beach, and then you can use it for the next one, but then you can sacrifice. It was just like, oh my gosh, what is this? Can I just have an idol, please?
Yeah, right. That I honestly, when Venus found her idol, it like, or 2 episodes ago, I was like, that felt a little too easy for New Era Survivor. And I kind of had a hunch that maybe this was a fake idol some way, because it was like painted weird. We saw it very clear with these beads, and we saw Maria painting the whole episode. She had beads around her neck. And I was like, like plant a fake idol, and we're gonna see Venus play this idol, and then it's gonna be like fake, and we're gonna flash back. But no, that didn't happen. Or maybe, hey, maybe it did, because Venus never played it. They just didn't have to tell us, and that was more interesting that Venus idol wasn't real. I guess Maria would have to have it then. I don't know. I just thought it was way too easy to just find idol. So yeah, I'm with you. Where are all the extra steps and like all the limitations of when you can play it and extend it and all that.
Yeah. So it's easier. 46 has it easy from straight from Austin's mouth, right? That's what he's trying to get the point.
But
yeah, back in my day,
I don't have any rise. Evens it out. You know, now I'm like, okay, at least I had a cast that sacrificed their, you know, ability to perform in a challenge for Rice for us all. So, you know, I think overall that evens it out in my mind.
There you go. I like that though. I like that. You're sounding like a pre-40 player, Austin. That's what I'm hearing here. You know, you're like one of those. Did you know 39 days is harder than 26? But anyway, this was great. I really love breaking this down. And since I didn't get to recap the last episode, it was fun to really talk this through. And I mean, four straight people went home with idols in their pocket. We'll probably never see a run like that again in Survivor history. And I think because of all of that, they haven't been able to really telegraph who's going to win this season, because there's just been so much else going on that it's, you know, it's hard to even for the editors probably to figure out, okay, what are we supposed to focus on week to week when these four, I mean, major players going home in a row with idols in their pockets. It's pretty incredible and unreal. And I can't wait to see how this final episode is going
to
shake
out. Wait, just to confirm, we all have Kenzie winning this season.
We all have it.
Wow.
And I think it's funny because that's not true. Ben is not the only one to get a confessional in every episode. Charlie also has. Kenzie also has. So, yeah.
Those are your options.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not looking good for Maria then.
Oof. Maria has one episode number 3. That was when Ben went on a journey. He got 6 confessionals. Charlie got 1 and Maria got 0. That was that was part 1 of 2 of the Banu boot.
Yep.
So we all have Kenzie winning. And when you all said that you had Charlie going out at 5, I was like, ooh, maybe they're going to put Maria at 1 and this will be good. And then, all 3 of us. So
all 3.
Sorry, Kenzie, we might have jinxed you. We tried.
Oh gosh. Listen.
Season 50?
I'm game, but the thing is there's, you know, by season 50, there's hundreds and hundreds of players in contention to be in there. If I get the call, I'm in. You know, I'm immediate yes on the phone, but not going to get my hopes up. I mean, there's so many great players that I would love to see back. So, one can dream.
There you go. Well, hey, if anybody's listening, he's going to say yes. So, you know, let's get, that's good. That's good to know. I mean, I feel like this whole new era is so ready to go again. I feel like
pretty much every single person would say yes to play again, except a few exceptions, you know, maybe Hannah on my season, probably she doesn't want to play Survivor. Everyone's down. You're crazy enough to do it once you experience it. You're like, oh wait, I'm not dead. Let's do it again.
Yeah. Maybe I've heard this too. Maybe do like 49, do a full new era returning season, and then 50, blow it out with, you know, people from all eras.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking, hoping for, but who knows? Now that they've publicly announced 50 as the returning one, all bets out the window.
All bets are off. I know. And now everybody started campaigning. So we'll have to, I'm sure you have plenty of group chats now. I'm sure everybody's just like, hey, what's up? Hey, all of a sudden, Austin, I never talked to you before.
Not. What are Thanks you doing now?
Tyson still with the tweet of all time with still with the day Jeff announced that Sandra just called 75 different people, because that was always her thing with Game Changers and with Winners at War. It was like Sandra was known as the pre-gamer. So it's just funny.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
the pre-gaming is like a whole new side of this game that I was never prepared for.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, after season 46 ends, Will, you and I will be talking about a little bit more about season 50 in the offseason. We actually already did an episode talking about the burning questions going into season 50. So if you haven't checked that out, make sure you do. Become a patron, patreon.com/thespecialist. Will and I, I'm pretty sure in the near future, we're going to start doing a little Australian Survivor, because now Australian Survivor has announced that they're going to do Australia versus America. So now we have multiple things, and Will and I have never watched Australian Survivor despite people asking us to. But since we're going to be going all the way back, we're going to be doing it for patrons only. Haven't decided the tier or anything yet for that. So we'll have that coming up in this off season too, though. Really exciting time to be a Survivor fan, an ex Survivor player, a future Survivor player, any of those things, man. We're hitting our stride. I'm excited for what the new era has in store.
And I can't wait for this finale Wednesday night. Austin, I'm so glad we were able to get you on. This was a great time. I'd love to do this again in the future. And I think we're all in agreement. Go Kenzie.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Thank you all for having me. This is a ton of fun. Love chopping up the episode.
Yeah. Everybody else, thank you all so much. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, and Will and I will see you Wednesday night.
All right.
See ya.